All right, we reached Edius Perkes, Mishnah Zayin 8-7, the last of the Masechta, and here we end with a final testimony from Rabbi Yehoshua and some others, in fact, on a pretty exciting ending point, which is what will happen in the end of days with the advent of Eliyahu HaNavi. So the backstory here, in short, is that all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Masorah that at the end of time, a Navi would come to sort things out. Now, what does sort things out mean? That is ambiguous. Later on, the Navi Malachi said, "Behine Anochi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu HaNavi." It was identified that the specific Navi, the person who would come to sort these things out, would be Eliyahu HaNavi. And what would he do? So Malachi, the Navi, the prophet, so he said that Eliyahu would Veheshiv Lev Avos Al Banim, Velev Banim Al Avosam, which means something like, he'll return the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. Something like that, in terms of translation. Now that, of course, also is like a little ambiguous. What exactly does it mean to return the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers? So we're going to see we have actually four different opinions of what this means Eliyahu HaNavi will be doing at the end of history. So says the Mishnah inside first, Amar Rebbe Yehoshua, Mekubal ani, I have a tradition, Merabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who I got from the former Nasi before Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheshama Merabbo, Verabbo Merabbo, Halach LeMoshe miSinai, and he had it from his teacher, and that from that teacher all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who got it at Har Sinai, She'ein Eliyahu ba L'tamei U'L'taher L'rachek U'L'karev, that the role of Eliyahu HaNavi is not to is not to invalidate the pedigree of people who are mixed into the Jewish people. So if someone, for example, in actual fact, their mother wasn't Jewish, but we didn't know, there was a bad conversion or whatever it was, you know, all these different things, like things can go wrong in terms of lineage. Once it's like kind of, if it's forgotten or unbeknown to people and it's like mixed in, once a person is mixed in and assumed to be a kosher Jew, so the language of Chazal is, Kevan shenitma nitma, once a person is nitma with the ayin, once a person is assimilated into the population, they're assimilated in, they're assumed to be good Jews. I guess Hashem arranged it that those people ultimately have Jewish neshamas again, even if they started out or somehow were mamzerim or not Jewish, whatever the story is. So Hashem fixes it up, and that's the halacha. And you're not supposed to reveal, even if you would have hypothetically know a secret, you're not supposed to reveal it. People who are mixed in should stay mixed in, and they're kosher Jews, and that's fine. The halacha is there, fine. Therefore, Eliyahu HaNavi will not come to identify the correct pedigree of people who might have gotten, you know, mislabeled over time. El l'rachek ha-mekoravin bizroa. What he will do, what Eliyahu HaNavi will do, according to Yeshua, based on his tradition, is that Jews who have been who have been let in, so by force. That meaning that someone who was empowered, he essentially forced the community to accept someone who actually wasn't really Jewish. Or ulakrev hamuruchakin bezra. Or if there were good Jews who essentially were maligned, they were pushed away by force, meaning that someone again who empowered essentially arranged it for a certain Jew with good lineage to be estranged or mislabeled or mistreated or, you know, ostracized. So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to say, listen, don't believe the hype. That person who everyone's treating as Jewish really isn't, or that person who everyone's treating isn't Jewish really is, or could be their mamzer, could be not a Kohen, and the like. Those people who it's not a secret, it's public, and it just is that the reason people are behaving the way they are is because of pressures that have been brought to bear in the community based on someone who's empowered. So that Eliyahu HaNavi will come to sort out. And he gives examples. Mishpachas Beis Tzrifa. There was a certain family called Tzrifa, or Beis Tzrifa, the household of Tzrifa. Haisa Be'ever HaYarden. They used to live on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Verichaka Ben Zion Bezroa. This certain potentate, whoever he was, this, I don't know if it was a mafia guy, whatever he was, Ben Zion. So he got them distanced. He got them excluded from the Jewish population, again, basically through some sort of lies, whatever the story is. So Eliyahu HaNavi will fix that. V'od Acheres, there's another family, Haisa, Sham, that was also living in Eva Yarden on the eastern side of the Jordan. V'kerva ben Tzion bezroag, and ben Tzion forced the community over there to accept them as Jews, even though they really weren't. Kagon elu, that's the kind of people Eliyahu ba l'tameh l'taher l'rachak l'karev. The Eliyahu Navi is going to clarify who is really should be included or excluded, what people's real pedigree is in terms of their lineage. But people who are essentially, it's not a secret what they are, just that it's an open secret because people are forced to listen to the Ben Sion types. You'll note that the Mishnah does not mention the name of the family whose pedigree wasn't good. This is because of Lashon Hara, of course. And even someone who is long gone, but doesn't matter. We don't mention names. We want to all the more so if someone was a good guy, you wouldn't want to mention the names. But here we're talking about a family that actually weren't Jewish, but they're being included in. We don't identify who they were explicitly. That was Rabbi Yehoshua. Now Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lekarev avol l'rachek. He says, even in such a scenario like where people were forced in or forced out, Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming to mess people up. So people to whom an injustice was done and they've been excluded for no good reason, Eliyahu HaNavi will get them included in. But people who were excluded, who were essentially included not for a good reason, Eliyahu HaNavi won't force to kick them out, even those people. Rabbi Shimon says no. So according to the first two opinions, when it says that Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to Heshiv Lev Avos Al Banim Velev Banim Al Avosam, the psukim we're talking about bringing fathers and children together, we're talking about fixing up lineage. And the question is it good and bad people or just even bad, whatever the story is. But now Rabbi Shimon says no, that's not what it's talking about at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer Lahashvos Machlokus. Avos Al Banim are referring to literal fathers and sons. We're not dealing with pedigrees at all. Eliyahu HaNavi is not getting involved in that. Eliyahu will leave things as they are in terms of pedigree. But there are all sorts of machlokas that have cropped up between the avos, the teachers, and the banim, the students. And because of that, those disagreements, there's been some sort of period, some sort of separation between the teachers and talmidim because there's some friction because they don't agree. But Eliyahu HaNavi will say who was right and who's wrong in these various machlokas and that there's different disputes. And therefore, people will come back together in terms of halacha. So by bringing people together in halacha, we'll have no more Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and the like. People will agree on everything, and that will bring the Jewish people back together in terms of their disputes. That's Rabbi Shimon's position. Interestingly, that might be the basis of the Gemara's expression teku. Teku, which doesn't have a clear etymology, is understood to be either simply a portmanteau, two words smushed together, of tehei koi, let it stand. It's a machlokas that's unresolved. But other people learn, says Tos Yom Tov, that teku is a notrikon. It's a an acronym. And it stands for Tishbi. That's a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi, who was from Tishbi, from the father where he came from. Yitaretz will answer up, will resolve. Kushios, people's questions. And uvayos and people's other akashas, one kind of question, and iboy is another kind of question, informational seeking question. The point is that people have questions, they don't have answers. Eliyahu HaNavi will come to answer those questions, and that's what teku stands for. That's referring to Rabbi Shimon's approach to the role that Eliyahu HaNavi was going to function in at the end of days. The Chacham, however, disagree. The Chacham say lo l'rachek v'lo l'karev. They're not. That's not what they're doing. Ela laso shalom ba'olam. The point is, at the end of days, it'll be wartime, and the way the Rambam learns, on the eve, prior to the Gog and Magog war, so fathers and sons may will be as distanced from one another because of war, people can't get out the country, and so on and so forth. So Eliyahu HaNavi will come to make peace in the world, so that think people can get back together and prepare the way for the coming of Mashiach, and there might be this final conflict of Gog and Magog, but that'll be sort of a blink of an eye, if you will, and there'll not be a further war, just a anticipated war. Which, Jews think they're in danger, but they actually aren't in danger, and they're saved. In any case, that is what it's referring to, says the Chacham, as the Mishnah says, Shenemar, Hine Anochi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu HaNavi, says the prophet Malachi, the pasuk which I read to you at the beginning. Hashem says he's bringing Eliyahu HaNavi, Veheshev Lev Avos Al Banim Velev Banim Al Avosam, that the families will get back together again, and the distance that's been forced upon them because of political problems will be resolved, and that will pave the way to the for the coming of Mashiach Be'ez Hashem Meir Yemenu. And with that, we finish Maseches Edios, B'Siyat Deshmaya, Baruch Hashem, and we go on next is Maseches Horios.